Yesterday, you learned how to become a curious witness of your body. Today, you will learn how to move your attention away from the sensations you feel and engage with the outside world. This will help you move from a stuck state to one of flow. To do this, you need to learn how to embrace the physical sensations in your body without becoming overly focused on them. One of the problems you face is that you've become too in tune to any changes that happen in your body. You find yourself constantly scanning your body for signs that something is wrong. You fixate on the slightest sensation, certain it indicates a terrible problem. Your goal is to get to a point where the sensations you do feel don't bother you anymore. Part of this involves becoming less sensitive to those sensations in the first place. As you practice all the skills that you've been learning, this will start to become a reality. Here's one more step to help you in this process. In this step, you will learn to give something other than anxiety your full attention. You learn to engage the outside world without becoming too overwhelmed by your anxiety. The next time you feel anxious, I want you to give something a try. First, allow the anxiety to be present, like we practiced yesterday. Accept that it is there and embrace it fully. Then say to yourself, "Whatever, I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I'm excited by it as I engage with what's in front of me." You see, fear and excitement are different sides of the same coin. By telling yourself you are excited, you are changing your perception of anxiety from negative to positive. As you ride the feeling of excitement, find something then that will engage your full attention. It could be a task such as washing dishes. It could be staying fully engaged with your kids. It could be listening to music. Every single time you feel anxious, find something to engage with. One important part of recovering from health anxiety is to not let it control your decisions anymore. Don't let it control your focus at work. Don't let it control your relationships. Don't let it control your hobbies or your dreams. As you think about how to engage the outside world, ask yourself a few questions. What has been put to the side because of your anxiety? What have you stopped doing? Who have you neglected? What part of your life has been put on hold? Now is the time to take back those things that anxiety took from you. Now is the time to take back the control. Anxiety doesn't need to have the last say. Every time you engage with life, you are entering back into your natural state of flow. Being fully present gives you a break from thinking about anxiety and allows your nervous system a window of opportunity to rest. Close your eyes for a moment and imagine. What would you do if your anxiety disappeared today? Create a picture of this in your mind. Envision it as though it were real. What dream would you pursue? What would you do at work? How would it change your approach to your relationships? Now hear me for a second. You don't have to wait until your anxiety disappears to do everything you just imagined. Start engaging in these things today. You are ready to change your relationship with anxiety for good. A huge step towards this is to just start living life. Pick one way you will engage in life today. follow through the moment you feel anxious and feel proud of this huge step you have taken towards recovery.